Welcome to the Bob Dylan Tour of Hibbing, Minnesota. This tour was developed by staff at the Hibbing Public Library. It takes you along a path that was once walked by Bob Dylan. The walk starts at the building that was Zimmerman Electric and ends at the Androy, the site of Bob's Bar Mitzvah celebration. This walking tour is approximately 1.9 miles long. The tour starts at 1925 Fifth Avenue East, the former site of Zimmerman Furniture and Electric, currently XL Business Systems. In 1941, Maurice and Paul Zimmerman purchased Micah Electric. Bob's father, Abe, joined the company in 1947 and became the secretary treasurer. As a teen, Bob worked in the store helping with deliveries. The second site just down the block at 1929 Fifth Avenue East is the Hibbing Bowling Center. The 1955-56 Teenage Bowling Competition was won by a group called the Gutter Boys. Bob was one of the six members of the team. For our third site, go down the block and turn right on Howard Street to 417 East Howard Street, the former site of the L&B Cafe, currently Red Rock Capital Investors. Bob and girlfriend Echo would spend time at the L&B after school. They smoked cigarettes and played the jukebox. Bob's favorite order was cherry pie a la mode. Be sure to look up at the interesting architecture of this building. The fourth site is just down the block at 403 East Howard and is the location of the former Feldman's department store, now Bender's Shoe Store. Bob's mother, Beatty, worked at Feldman's. Nancy Peterson, who once competed against Bob at a talent show and beat him, worked with Beatty. According to the Star Tribune, September 25, 2005 edition, she recalls the day in 1962 or 63 when the owner made this announcement. "This is R.W. Feldman. We have a celebrity in women's wear, Mr. Bob Dylan." The fifth stop on our tour is on the next block at 313 East Howard Street. Krippa Music, currently Rupar Music. During the noon hour and after school, Bob was known to stop by Krippa's and charge sheet music and records to Abe's account. The next stop is two blocks down at 102 East Howard Street, Stone's Clothing, currently the China Buffet. During Bob's childhood, Stone's Clothing was run by his Grandma Florence and Uncle Louis. The seventh site on our tour is around the corner and down First Avenue to the former Libba Theater, currently the Sunrise Deli Libba. The Libba was named after Libba Edelstein, wife of Hibbing's pioneer showman, B.H. Edelstein. Libba Edelstein's daughter was Florence Edelstein Stone. Florence's daughter is Beatty Stone Zimmerman, and Beatty's oldest son is, of course, Robert Allen Zimmerman. The eighth stop on our tour is a few blocks away. Go two blocks down, turn right, and then left to 2320 2nd Avenue West to the former Aguda Ahim Synagogue, currently a private residence. The Aguda Ahim congregation bought the Swedish Evangelical Emmanuel Lutheran Church from the Oliver Mining Company and had it moved from North Hibbing. Most of the time it had no clergy, but the Zimmerman family would attend services when conducted by a rabbi from Duluth. The ninth site is around the corner. Go two blocks, then turn right, and then left at the next block to 2300 2nd Avenue East and the former Alice Grade School, currently a playground and parking lot. Bob attended the Alice School. According to David Engel, and just like Bob Zimmerman's blues, he thinks the ringing of the recess bell means time to go home. It takes a few extra trips to figure out how very long the school day is. The 10th stop is three blocks down to 400 East 23rd Street, the Memorial Building Arena. Bob performed in the Little Theater and the lobby. One of his memories of the building recorded in Chronicles, Volume 1, pages 43 through 44, is having professional wrestler Gorgeous George wink at him while he was playing from a makeshift platform in the lobby. The next stop is one block down, then turn right for one block and stop at 2425 7th Avenue East. This is the former Zimmerman residence, currently a private home. A two-story, wood-framed, flat-roofed stucco house and an example of the Mediterranean modern style that could be found all over Hibbing in 1947. On the first floor, there was the usual kitchen, bathroom, dining, and living room with a fireplace. Upstairs, a hallway connected three bedrooms. The 12th site is just around the corner and down three blocks to 800 East 21st Street to the Hibbing High School building. Bob's high school teachers generally remembered him as being quiet. This is probably why his first performance on the high school stage was such a shock. In May of 1959, Bob sat with 424 other graduates in that same high school auditorium. The 13th stop is around the corner and down two blocks to 2020 East 5th Avenue. It is the Hibbing Public Library. The library's Dylan collection includes books, newspapers and magazine articles, movies, music, posters, and many other items. There is also a small permanent exhibit on the lower level. The final stop is one block down and around the corner at 502 East Howard Street, the Androy Hotel. Bob's Bar Mitzvah celebration was held at the Androy with about 400 people attending. Many relatives were present. They had old country names like Zygmunt Zimmerman, Chana Greenstein, Shabzi Solomovitz, and Libba Edelstein. Thank you for listening to our Bob Dylan walking tour of Hibbing. If you have any questions, please visit the library website at www.hibbing.lib.mn.us.